Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Daf Yud Gimel. Kitin Yud Gimel. We left off on Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are about 12 lines off at the bottom of the page, give or take. Second word on the line, Tanya. So we had quoted in the Mishnah. We had a machlekes, the Mishnah between Rachamim and Reb Meir. We had a machlekes whether or not it's a schus for an Eved to go free or not. By Nisha, everyone agreed it's not a schus for, and therefore if the husband sends a get with a shliach to the wife, that shliach does not become a shliach to be zeicha in the get for the wife, because we don't view it as a benefit. It's not a schusfer, and therefore the husband can still retract on the get. Whereas by a get shikhr to an eved, the chum say the master cannot retract because the shliach is zeicha in the get shikhr on behalf of the eved. Whereas the man says, no, it's not a schusfer of the eved. So in the conversation back before, I mean, the Mishnah already brought some svaras. Back on Yud Alef Beis, the Mishnah brought, Rameir says, the chum say that it's not a schusfer of the eved because the master can anyway decide not to give any mezainis to the Eved. And on that, Rami responded that, yeah, but if he's a Kayin, if Master's a Kayin, Eved's able to eat Truma. And the Rabbanan said, no, that's different because he's the Kinyan of the Eved's the Kinyan of the Master. It wasn't clear exactly what the Shach Matayah in the Mishnah was, this back and forth, but it wasn't clear that Bryce is going to add more details and elaborate on what exactly he's discussing. So again, Yud Beis, Amud Beis, 10 to 12 lines up at the bottom of the page, Tanya. Amar Belazar, Amar Nulo Le Meir. Rav Elazar said, Rav Elazar is representing the Chamim. We said to Meir, to Rav Meir, Halei's Chusu Levin. Obviously, they're contemporaries. We said to Rav Meir, Halei's Chusu Levin. It's a Chus for Nevi Shetz Metachas Rabbi Lecheir. It's a Chus. So the Chayr of the Shliach is Zeicha Mef and Evin, and the Master should not be able to be Chayzer. Amar Lanu, so Meir said back to us, Chayv Ulay. No, it's not a Chus. It's a Chayv. It's his detriment. Shemaya Evin Kayin, place him on Truma. By going free, if it was an Evin of a Kayin, he was able to eat Truma. Now that he goes free, he cannot eat Truma. So that's a detriment. Amar Nalei, so the Chum is back to your mayor, Valei Ma, Im Yirtza, Shalei Luzayne, Shalei Parnasai, Rashai. The master has the right to hold back, to not give Mezainis to the Eved Bechlal. If the master has the right to not give Mezainis to the Bechlal, so then heck, you tell me it's a loss for the Eved to go free because he can't eat Truma, but the master could be withholding Mezainis in general. Says Gemara, Amar Lona, so mayor, back to us, Uma Ilu Eved Kayin Shepat Barach. Let's say he was an Eved Kayin. He was Eved that belonged to Kayin, and he ran away. So the master cannot give him the get. Yes, the master can give the Eved get shikhar, freedom papers, balkarchai, but he has to deliver it to the Eved. If the Eved goes missing, then the master can't give it to him. Well, guess what? Then the Eved is still able to eat Truma. Uma'ilu, Nashis Kayin, Shemar Dabala. Similarly, an Nashis Kayin, that's Mayrid, she rebels against her husband. In this context, what we mean is she runs away from her husband. In such a case, these people can still eat truma. So there's a possibility, even though the master can stop him from giving him food, he doesn't have to actually feed him, but the Eved has a right to eat truma. He's able to eat truma. And the first point out, there's multiple milos there. First of all, if he has a right to eat truma, there's a general mile of being able to eat truma, but people can give him truma for free. People have to give truma somewhere. They can give it to him. But even if not, even if he has to pay for it, besides being able to be recipient of truma, he's able to buy it for cheap because truma in general sold for much less. Truma, because it was restricted that the market pool for it is only Kahanim, and had to be the Matara, so therefore the price on truma was much cheaper. So the Eved still has that mila. But now, once the Shliach is Zeicha and the Get Shikhar on behalf of the Eved, he'll lose that ability to eat Truma. So Meir was sticking to his Yisayid that losing the ability to eat Truma is considered a detriment. Okay. Aval Isha Chayvullah. Now, the next words the Braisa was that by Isha Sechayv. So the way the Farshim explained what this means is, Rashi explains what this line is going back in the Chumim, and they're saying, we admit to you, Rabbanan Karmel, this is Rashi, Kalemer Bahi Vada Medina. This we agree to your mayor. By an Isha, for her to receive a get, that's certainly a chayv. She came possible at Truma, Pafsi Mamazitis. We agree, we're all in agreement that an Isha getting divorced, it passes her from Truma, it takes away her ability to get Mazitis. We agree to your mayor that by the Isha, the get is a detriment, and therefore the Shliach cannot be Zeichet for the Isha. Okay, my Kamerle or my Kamadle. The Mara wants to know what exactly was the Shach Matayah between Rabbanan and Rameir, or Rabbi Elazar quoting the Rabbanan and Rameir. What's going back? What's the back and forth? Hachi Amal Kamerle. So the Gemara says Rameir was saying to Chacham as follows: Hishavtuni al Mezainis. You're right. That's a great point. That he can't say that the Eved is losing Mezainis and therefore it's detriment because he's not really losing because the master at any moment can just say I'm not giving you Mezainis anymore. So that can't be. That wasn't the Taina. So meaning, I understand your answer to me about Mezainis. But Mata Shavuni al Truma, but you haven't responded to me about the effect of the Eved going free is going to lose his ability to eat truma. That you haven't answered me, that's the current detriment, and you haven't answered that. Why? How can the shnip be zeichem after Eved when it's costing him the ability to eat truma? And maybe you say to me, he buys zerk like Gita Pasla. Are you going to say maybe the master could anyway throw the get and pass them from truma? So again, same with master take away mezenis, he can take away the ability to eat truma, and therefore that's not considered a detriment to the Eved because the master is going to be able to do it anyway. That's not true because shavuk levarach baslama, the Eved can run away. That was what Rabbi was saying. The Eved can run away. The Eved kain top of yid gimel amalav. The Eved kain that runs away, or the yeshus kain. Again, that rebels against Rasmam, that runs away, they still retain the ability to eat truma, but this Eved not going to eat truma, he's not going to eat because now the Shliach was Zeichin again on his behalf, so there's taka detriment. That was what our mayor was saying to Chavim. Says, Gemara, Shaper Kamalu, it's a good taina, taka good taina, that is a real loss. And why is that loss of the Eved not enough to make it that the Shliach isn't Zeichin, which is where Meir holds. Meir holds the Shliach taka not Zeichin, but why is it not a taina on Rav Elazar, on the Chavim, Amarava? That's what the Rabbanu was saying back to me in the Mishnah. But Meishu Kinyane, those last words of the Mishnah was the Chavzer Meishu. Those words Meishu Kinyane, meaning the Eved belongs to the master, their master, and therefore what the Bai Shakel Arba Zuzim Yisrael who Pasle Kolech Liyisa. What are you saying that the Eved retains a right to Truma and he could avoid losing that right by running away? That's not true. He doesn't avoid losing the right to Truma. You know why? What if the master owns the Eved? What if he goes and sells the Eved to his friend for 4 zuz? 4 zuz is just a standard number. It's like a minimum amount. The master can easily, just instead of freeing the Eved, sell him to Yisrael, to a non-Kayin. What happens now? The Eved can't eat Truma. So you, Romero, putting forth that the Eved is one kind of, one ticket in his hand. He could ensure that he retains the ability to eat Truma. By running away, says the comeback to Meir, no, he can't. Because the master can easily just go to his friend in Shul, who's Yisrael, sell the Eved for 4 zuz, for a very cheap amount. Now the Eved is again disqualified for eating Truma, no matter where he is. So that even the ability to Truma, the Eved, doesn't necessarily have any bias over. And therefore, it's not a loss if the Shliach accepts the get on behalf of the Eved, because the master can take away that power as well. Says Gemara, Ulur Meir, Tenech Eved Kain. The Gemara asked the Bob Gosh that we asked when we had the Mishnah on this whole Shakar Taya. Rameir's answers all reflect around an Eved Kayan losing the ability to Chuma. But according to this, every Eved who belongs to a non-Kayan, who belongs to a Yisrael, in the first place, the Chari should agree that the Shliach Zecha in the Shtar on behalf of the Eved, yet our mayor said a general din that the Shliach is not Zecha on the Shtar, the master can still retract on the get shecher because it's not as much for the Eved, but Rameir's logic only works for Eved of a Kayan, not for Eved of Israel. Says the Gemara, Evi so Mike Lamemer, what's Rameir's logic going to be by Evi Israel? Amar Bishmul Bar Yitzlak, Bar Rav Yitzlak, Meshim of Sidai, Meshif Kananis. An Eved's able to marry Shif Kananis. The second he loses his status as Eved, he goes free, he has to marry a Bas Chayrin, which is a nice Milo, becomes full fledged, but the bottom line is he can't marry a Shifcha anymore. So, he's losing the ability to marry Shifcha, that's considered a loss, and therefore it's not a zachin, it's not an automatic schus for him, and the Shliach cannot be zech in the shtar on his behalf. Ask Ma'adarabba, Harry Mati Bas Chayrin, but till then he couldn't marry Bas Chayrin, and now he can marry Bas Chayrin. Is that not an upgrade? Answers the Gemara, Avdabeth Kiri Nichalei, the Eved prefers his Hefkeris, Zilalei, Shchichalei, Prizalei. The Shifcha is cheap to him, she's always available, and she's more priestess, she's more, I mean, it could be like his wife, but she's more promiscuous, meaning he's able to be more free and behave in a manner with freedom with the Shifcha that he cannot do with regular Baschayrin. And therefore he prefers to remain in the status of an Eved and be Mutter in Shifcha than to become freed and be Mutter in a Baschayrin. So ultimately, Rameir's Svar comes out, we can say, well, this is Svar by an Eved who belongs to a Yisrael, nothing to do with Kain, you don't have to come on to the Truma element anymore. Ultimately, it's a Svar that the Eved prefers his Hefkeris. A couple of points on this before we see the Mishnah. First of all, Taisvis, and the Divrei Maskil back on Yud Beis Amaz Hishivtuni, when Rameir says, "You answer me why Mizainus isn't a Taina, and Eved going free loses Mizainus." That was Rameir's Taina. The Chum said, "Yeah, but any master can start say to Eved, I'm not giving you Mizainus." So Rameir says, "You're right, but you didn't answer me about losing Truma. Truma, he's an Eved of a Kayan is able to eat Truma. Once he's no longer an Eved of a Kayan, he can eat Truma, and over there." The Milo being able to get Truma applies even not from the master, even just being able to get Truma for cheap, we spoke out, or even being able to be the recipient to receive Truma. So Taisus in that Devar Masala Shavzani, Taisus a couple lines in quotes, that there's a mitzvah to eat Truma, it's a mitzvah even for the Eved. Taisus, Mishum Sheish, mitzvah spachilus Truma. There's a mitzvah sheish mitzvah b'achil shuma. In the fourth line, it says there's a mitzvah in eating shuma. The Rambam Hilchos Shumas writes that when someone eats shuma, fayin, eats shuma, he has to make a bracha. Asher gesherim, we know this nusach from Duchenin. Asher gesherim b'kdushasai shel aron. You mikash b'kdushas aron, and he gave us a mitzvah, a bracha, a mitzvah to eat shuma. So the first discuss was that that's not necessarily such a chiddush. If there's a mitzvah to eat shuma, every mitzvah always has a bracha. So the fact that I'm saying it's a bracha is not such a chiddush. But according to Tosfos, that we're saying now there's a mitzvah of a Evet teachum as well. We're saying there's a mitzvah for an Evet. Remember, Evet's not a Kayan. He just belongs to a Kayan. And there's a Taisus saying clearly there's a mitzvah of Evet teachum. So there's discussion, according to Taisus, would you make a bracha, Asher, and if you made a bracha, could you say Asher, Kiddushan, Kiddushan, Sha'aran, Avad, you can't say such a nusach. So the Birchas Avram elaborates on this Taisus. And he writes that even by a Kayan, there isn't clearly a mitzvah. He's bothered. He writes most of the question. Even by a Kayan, it's not so pashut that there's a mitzvah to eat Chuma, that's a part of the mitzvah, meaning there's a Radvaz that says that there's a little between kachim and chuma. Kachim, there's a mitzvah to eat the kachim. Chuma, there's just a ister to destroy it, to get rid of it. But they may not be such a mitzvah to eat it. So there are, based on the svara of the Radvaz, the Birchas Avraham asks, the Tosfos is saying there's a mitzvah for every chuma. They may not be a mitzvah for kayin chuma. Again, Rambam seems to be saying there's a bracha, as Sheikh Shabbat says, Mishra Sa'aran, Vitzivana, there is a mitzvah truma. But there's a discussion when there's a mitzvah even for Kayin Tichruma. At least a discussion, Tayyip seems to be applying a mitzvah even by an Evet. So the Birchas Rambam wants to suggest that maybe everyone agrees there's a mitzvah, but there's different levels of mitzvah. Meaning, we spoke about it for the Beis HaLevi, others, we've had it very much in Araisa, recently with Nirmas Ephraim Sachem, but we spoke about it in the past for the Beis HaLevi, other Achayinim, that there's a chiluk between regular Kachim and Karban Pesach. By regular Kachim, let's go to Karban Pesach. By Karban Pesach, there's a mitzvah for, obviously the mitzvah of everyone Klai Yisrael to bring a Karban Pesach, but there's also a mitzvah separate, you can be eating Karban Pesach without eating, partaking from it, but there's a specific mitzvah to partake, to have a Kazayas, to eat part of the Karban Pesach. There's a mitzvah to eat Karban Pesach. Other kachim, when kahanim have a mitzvah to eat the kachim, whoever it is a mitzvah to make sure the kachim doesn't become nicer and it gets eaten, the mitzvah is not so much there's a mitzvah to eat kazayis in the carbon. The mitzvah is that it should be eaten and it shouldn't be left over, it shouldn't be nicer. But there's no mitzvah to eat the carbon. That sounds very technical. If there's a mitzvah, it shouldn't be left over, and how do you do that? By eating it, then there's a mitzvah to eat it. No, there's a big nafkmina. The nafkmina would be, is there any inyan to give daf to eat after kazayis? When there's a mitzvah to eat, there's a din to eat a kazayas. By Karban Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayas. When there's a din just that should be eaten, you can take a regular carbon, chatas, and split amongst the kahanim, and give each kohen less than a kazayas. Why? Because the mitzvah isn't a mitzvah to eat the carbon chatas. The mitzvah is just that the carbon chatas should be devoured. It should be eaten. So as long as it's eaten, even if each kohen is eaten less than a kazayas, which is not called normally a shem achila, it's still considered eaten, and that's sufficient. It's a big yisayin. We've spoken out the base life makes it look big yisayin. The difference between stam kachim and karban pesach. So perhaps we can make a segue into a similar chiluk between truma versus kachim. That by kachim, we'll say in general there's a mitzvah of achila, even less like kazayas could be, but there's a mitzvah you can make, you could say there's a clear mitzvah of achila. By truma, even if you say that it's a mitzvah of eating it, the mitzvah is just that it should be devoured, not that there's a chiv to eat it. So again, not getting involved with back to the bracha at the Rambam list of what you make, but at least in Taisa, the Taisa says there's a mitzvah to have it to eat. Maybe the mitzvah Taisa is referring to is not a mitzvah to eat chuma. It's a mitzvah that chuma should be eaten properly and not put, you know, thrown in the garbage, not become tummy, and not used in an improper manner. But not that there's a mitzvah to have it to eat chuma. Perhaps that is a shot in that Taisa. Okay, now we're saying that for 4 zuz, the master can always sell the evet for 4 zuz. And therefore, the Evan really has no hold on being able to eat Truma, because just like the master can say, I'm not going to be Mazenis anymore, so the master can just sell him, and he can't even eat Truma. Taisa just points out that Lamaisa, let's say an Evan does run away. So could this Evan eat Truma or not? Does the Evan have to suspect the master sold him to Israel? Or he can still eat Truma? Taisa, Avada, the assumption is that even when Evan runs away, the master hasn't sold him, and the Evan can continue to eat Truma. On the Chazaka, they still belong to the master. Taisa says, the Svara, who's going to buy an Evan that ran away? Right? Who's going to spend money even for Zuz? It is a nominal amount of money. That's the whole point. But who's going to spend even? Who's going to buy it? The Chazaka, the Evan. I mean, could you say it's just an option? It's a flyer. But the typically, a person's not going to buy an Evan that ran away. The Gemara was just saying that the Evan is not losing out by the shliach accepting to get on his behalf, because whatever Miley had could be undone by the master anyway, simply, if that's the whole point, and therefore, Evan's not losing out. But in reality, we're not going to say that master has sold the Eved, if the Eved, when the Eved runs away, because the assumption is that the master still keeps him, and the Eved, therefore, Allah Lamaisa would be able to eat Shuma if he's ran away from the master under the Chazakah that he's still by the master. Rosh Hashanah actually asks, technically speaking, how does the king take place? We're saying that master could sell the Eved. The Lacha is, if something's out of my Rishus, I can't be Makdashit. If something's away from my possession, I can't, even if it belongs to me, I can't go and be Makdashit. In this case, I shouldn't be able to sell it. How is the sale over here taking place? The Gemara is describing that a sale could take place. How did it take place? Rishash answers one teretz, more of a lumpish teretz. We know Avadim is Kukish Lakarka. Avadim are compared to Karka, Avadikrani. Karka is not an exelus. Wherever the Karka is, it belongs to me. It's not considered an exelus. So too, wherever the Eved is, it's like it's in my possession, and I could sell it. That's Rosh Hashanah's first answer, how the master could sell the Eved, even though it's not, he's not around, he ran away. Rosh Hashanah then wants to say further, that in our case, the whole point is, the Eved, even though he ran away, he wants to be in the master's Rishus, because he wants to still be able to teach Shuma. Since he wants to be in the master's Rishus, that's considered like he's in the Rishus of the master, and the master would have the possession, the right over him to sell it. Okay, one last point before we see the Mishnah. The svara of Rameir ultimately was the reason why he can't be zeicha and they get shichah for the eved, because the eved, the lashon gemara was bevkerinicha. The eved, he prefers his keres. He prefers to be able to be with the shivcha. He likes that freedom as opposed to being even being free and being able to marry baschirin. He likes the freedom of being an eved and being able to be with a shivcha. Now that's all good. Taisa says by an eved that's already a gadol. So he's tasted time of freedom. He's already a mature Eved, and therefore he doesn't want to go free. But Eved Katan says Taisvis, he never tasted this time of freedom when Eved came in Nichle. There's another difference. And over there, even Rameir would agree. Taisvis points out, even Rameir would agree, it's a schus for Eved to go free, and the Shlech is Zeicha Be'Eved Eved. Rameir is saying in general then, Eved, it's not a schus for him to go free, and therefore the Shlech is not kind of to get Shlech from Be'Eved Eved. But if it would be a Katan, it would be a schus. Right? Shlech says, this Taisvis opens up a beautiful terrace to a really, really stark question. We know the halacha is the pasuk chumash that if a master hits the eved and knocks out his tooth or knocks out his eye, what's the halacha? Eved goes free. According to your mayor and our sugya, what are we saying? An eved going free is not a schus for the eved; it's a detriment for the eved. So think for a second. The master goes, knocks out his eye, knocks out his tooth. Terry says because of that, eved goes free. You're adding insult to injury. You're saying not only is the eved now, not only does the eved suffering the pain of losing an eye, of losing a tooth, not only that, the Eved goes free, which according to our mayor is a detriment, not a mile. What's the that? The whole logic doesn't make sense. It says Maratzki is beautiful, but we see from Taisa that our mayor's rule wasn't across the board in all scenarios. There's cases where it's a benefit for the Eved to go free. For example, a Katan who hasn't tasted Tam Isser, Taisa is saying that a Vad over there, that Milef Eved overall is to go free. Ayel Chori that loses that ability to be hefka with a shivcha, he doesn't even know what that tastes like anyway. He doesn't prefer that. Avad is still better for him to go free. So to hear, says Maratzchiyitz, same svar applies. If the master is hitting the Eved and knocking out his eye or knocking out his tooth, such an Eved, in the big picture, it's for sure better for him to be free and to be by the master. And therefore, yes, we call that a schus. Rameir wasn't saying a blanket rule. It's always better to have it stay in Eved. He was saying in most scenarios, but Avad, if you have a case where it's better to go free, it makes sense to go free. And therefore, it wouldn't be a question on this Din Torah, according to Rameir. Suck the Mishnah. If a guy says, give this get to wife or shtar shikr, la'avdi, give this shtar shikr to my Eved, then he dies. And he didn't get a chance, the shliach never gave the document to the isho, to the Eved. We do not deliver it after Misa. If you jump into the Taisvis, it says, the last line of Taisvis, by five lines into the white lines, afa gav shabba get liyat isho mechayim, have a get la'chamisa, vashmin rami here. Lishni, the Tani Hassam, Hay mashma mechayev hay mashma achamisa. Sorry, no, that's not what I was looking for. What I was looking for was two lines before that, right after the parentheses in Taisvis. The afagav shemina megarish mechayev. That's it. The fourth line from the wide lines in Taisvis. The middle of the line. The afagav shemina megarish mechayev hashliach loy chashev liyas kamaisa acham achamisa. Big chiddush. We're saying, I mean, it's not a chiddush, but a big yisayim. We're saying that we know there's a concept of shulcha shadon kamaisa. The husband, the master, appointed a shliach while he was alive to deliver a get or deliver a freedom papers to Eved. We're saying that if the master or the husband then dies, even though the shliach is still alive, the shliach cannot deliver it because the person the shliach is delivering for, named the husband, is dead. There could have been a thought to say, Taisa clearly bavarni, there could have been a thought to say, since the husband appointed the shliach and the shliach is still alive, the shliach has jurisdiction and can continue to carry out the act of the Mishaleach, even posthumously, even if the guy dies. Kamash Mulan, that we don't say that the Shliach, Kamash Mulan, the Shliach cannot do that after the master dies. There's a Gishmak HaChakira in the Sefer Lekach Chayim, Yosef Engel, one of his many beautiful Sfarim, where Yosef Engel declares that what are the mechanics of a Shliach? What are the mechanics? How does a Shliach work? There's three ways to understand. He goes through three possibilities. One is, we've spoken to that in the past. One is that the Shliach, when I make Reuven a Shliach, the Torah gives the power that Reuven is like me. When Reuven's acting on my behalf, it's like I'm doing, Reuven is me. His whole identity for this action becomes me. So if I tell him, go do X, Y, and Z, and he does X, Y, and Z for me, he is me in this action. Or, not so extreme, we keep our own identities. I'm me, Reuven's Reuven, but Reuven's Maisa, the act that he does, is as if I did it. So we keep our identity separate, but the act that he did is as if I did it. Or the third possibility is, I'm me, Reuven's himself. The act was done by Reuven, not by me. But the outcome of the act, the chalais, what comes out of the act, that is misyachas to me. So that the third level is the, we'll call it the least merging of myself and the shliach. It's simply that what the comes out of the act, that's misyachas to me instead of to the shliach. But otherwise, we're totally separate. This would be the problem. Anyway, the point is that could be, Tesis is stressing that once the guy dies, the shliach can't do it on his behalf. Could be is stressing this nekuda. But it gets involved in the shayla what the mechanics of a shliach is. What the mechanics of a shliach is. Because perhaps if the mechanics just simply was that whatever the shliach does, the output is misyachas to me. So even if Achamev Esim, if a person makes a shliach and then he dies, the shliach's output could still be misyachas then perhaps. But if you go to other stuff, that is the shliach's maisa is like the maisa of the mishaleach, or it's mamash same identity. If the guy is dead, then it's understandable that no longer exists. It'd be more understandable. Okay, could be Tesis's line gets involved in that shaila, but it is a Gishmak HaChakira from the Rebbe's angle what the power of shliach is. And Tesis is saying the chiddush of our mishnah is that even though he made a mishaleach and the mishaleach made a shliach and the shliach still alive, if the mishaleach dies, cannot give a chikwar or gadisha. However, when it comes to money, sinu manu l'plei ishplein, if he says give money to this so and so, and makes then he dies, even Misa, the money could be given after Misa. Says Gemara, Amar Mitzvah Bar Shmuel, Bar Masa Mishmei Derav, Hu Shitzibur Menach in the Karen Zavis. This that the money could be given after Misa is Dafka if the money was put in a Karen Zavis in a corner. Meaning the money has to be set aside and piled up, then the Shliach give it after Misa, otherwise not. Ask Gemara, what's going on here? What's the case? Ma'eskinam, Ilei Mebibari, if we're talking about a healthy guy, person who he wasn't sick, he wasn't a Shchimera when he said, give this money, and then he ended up dying, but he wasn't sick. So if he's a healthy guy, when a healthy guy declares, to give a matana, it's not a matana until it's actually given. Who cares if it's piled up? Kitzibur Mahavi, what's the benefit of the fact that the money's piled up in the corner? It makes a difference. If the recipient didn't do Mashiach while the guy was still alive, he's not kind of, period. Elamish, remember, I know we're talking about a case where the gifter, the one who's giving the gift, the one who's giving the money, was a Shemira. Well, who needs Tziburin then? Why do you need the money to be piled up? Maya Tziburin. The words of a Shchimra are as if it's already given, written down and given. Because the Shchimra gets stressed, and if he's scared that Matan is not going to happen, that he wants before he dies, and it's not going to take place after he dies, that's going to stress him. And the stress itself can hasten his death. So Chazal and Masakin, that the words of a Shchimra are as if it's written in a shtar and given. So who needs the money to be Tziburin even if the money's not piled up? Manusha. If the guy was healthy, piled up doesn't help. And if the guy, because the money was ultimately not given before his death. And if the guy wasn't healthy, if he's a shchimera, then it's a good gift, whether it's piled up or not. It says, I'm a vizvid. Blayla b'bari, talking about a healthy guy. Ufutafunam rav, tamufunam rav, mani betcha, teneo l'plaini, b'mamet shloshten kana. So we're introducing, again, this daf is full of classic one-liners. You say this one after the next. Divish shchimera, kichsuvi gusurim dami. The words of shchimera as if it's written and given already, just the declaration of shchimera. That was one that we just had a minute ago. Here we have another one. Kinds of mamet shloshten, right? That if a person says in the presence of three people that you have a mana of mine and I want to give it to so-and-so, give it to so-and-so. If he says it in the presence of all three parties, himself, the middle guy, and the recipient, then it works. But we're saying it only works if it was piled up and in the custody of the middleman. That's when it works. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. So that's explanation. And number one, why we need tzibur. You need tzibur, you need piled up, because otherwise mam shloshen is not going to work. Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, different explanation, lel mishchimra. Go back, don't say talking about bari. You said talking about bari, mam shloshen. No, Rav Papa says talking about shchimra. And your question was, if it's a shchimra, why do you need to be piled up? We need it, Rav, like Rav's other statement, Amar Rav, Rav says, shchimra, shamar, tnu, mana, shchimra, that says, give a mana to so-and-so, l'pleini minachasim, panachasim, mana zef, he says the word zeh, nice, when Shchimer says give a mana to so-and-so, if he says give this mana, then you give it. If he says give a mana, you don't give him money. You know why? Because with Cheshish, Cheshinan Shema Mana Kamer Kamer. Maybe it's referring to some buried money. It's referring to some mana that's buried on the ground. That's what he meant to give to so-and-so, and therefore he can't give any money because maybe it refers to a buried money. The merchant points out, we're talking about cheshish for that. We're not cheshish for the sin of Rab. We're not cheshish. But the statement that we said that Amar Ravitzlik Parshmuel Parmarsa Mishmei Derav Pushes Siburin, that we said the name of Rav, that we're talking about our Mishnah about a case where the money is piled up, is Rav L'Shitasai. Rav was saying Rav L'Shitasai holds that when a Shimrat declares give a mana to so-and-so, only if he says give this mana are you able to give it. If he says give the mana stop, you don't give it. So that's what we're talking about, a case where the money is Siburin, otherwise we're able to give it. So we have two answers. This that was saying the money in our Mishnah can be given after the guy dies, the mana, is Dafka, when it's Siburin, Rav says, is either because we're talking about a bari, healthy guy, but it's working with the power of Mamet Shlush, and Mamet Shlush only works when the money is in front of us, when the money is, when it's clear, by the it's in the custody of the middle party, or Rapapas is talking about a mana shlimera, and Rav Lishtas holds that you only give the mana shlimera by money if the money is in front of us, if it's the mana zeh. But if he says tam mana, you wouldn't be giving it. Okay, the Mara's going to go through why Rapapa does older Rav Zvid, why Rapapa didn't say about Mamet Shlushan, and why Rav Zvid didn't say Rapapa. Before we get there, just a couple of points. First of all, the Rishonim all asked the question that if the money was piled up and the guy made a declaration, if he's a bari, if he's a healthy guy, then if he dies before the money's given, then the chayr wasn't given. Halei mashach, the mashiach didn't take place. Why would the mashiach say give the money after misa? Ask Rishonim, what do you mean? We have a concept called mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. The mace clearly said to give the money to so-and-so. Yes, so-and-so didn't receive it before the mace died. Yes, he's not kayinet automatically, but there's a mitzvah to adhere to the tziva of the mace. That alone should give it to so-and-so. So Rashi answers, and if you look at Rashi, divrei hamaslal bibari, Rashi says, the aliba deman, the less lay mitzvah kayim divrei hamace, that our Gemara is going with the opinion that we don't say that the mitzvah kayim divrei hamace. If you hold mitzvah kayim divrei hamace, then the Gemara's question would be answered right away. Mitzvah kayim divrei hamace, therefore you give it after misa. The fact that Gemara takes for granted you don't give it to Misa is because we're going with the tzad that we don't say mitzvah kayim divrei hamace. That's a rashi. So he says no. Avad that there is mitzvah kayim, and our Gemara is going with that tzad. But it's only when this is a chiddush in the concept. It's only when the mace had already given the item that he plans to give to a third. The item is by a third party. If it's by a shlish, by a third party, and he says give it to so and so, then you continue on with the tziva of the mace after he dies. But if the money that's in his own possession, money that's by the mace himself, and we know that was his desire to give it to so and so, but then he died before he got a chance to give it, we don't say you give it. You don't say mitzvah kayim divrei hamace on something which is by the mace itself, only when it's by a third party. That's his qualification.
One more idea. How about by a button?
You're saying if the mitzvah, you're assuming the mitzvah kayim divrei hamace is on the yershim, and if the yershim is a katan, then you wouldn't do it. Very good. So you say that would be another seer. Could be talking about whether the yershim is a katan. But I'm not sure that's so pashut that the mitzvah kayim divrei hamace. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense to mitzvah on the yershim, but could be to mitzvah on the people around them also. I'm not sure. We have to clarify that. But the Rabban gives a third answer. The Rabban says, you only say, by a shchivra, where he gave it tzivoy, that's when we say mitzvah kayim divrei hamace. Give it tzivoy. But in a case where shchivra just made clear, this is his desire, but he didn't give an actual tzivoy, if he just makes clear, this is what he wants. He wants the money to go to so-and-so. For he didn't give an actual tzivoy, over there, you wouldn't say mitzvah kayim divrei hamace. The problem with the Rabban himself addresses it, is the lashon of Mishnah was, the guy says, tzinu mano plaini. That's pretty much tzivoy. He's saying, give him mana to so-and-so, but the Rabban's learning to talk about a case where, not so much the guy said, give him mana, the guy says, I'd like to give him mana to so-and-so, and then he dies, so that's not called a tzivoy. Had it been a tzivoy, avad we would say, mitzvah kayim divrei hamace. Okay, three malachim, Rashi says again, we're going out, mitzvah kayim divrei hamace. Teis says, only when it's b'yash lish, and Rabban says, only when it's an actual tzivoy. Okay, this says Gemara now. Rapa, my time like I'm curves vid top of base. Kasav Rapa, why did Rapa not say vid about my mishloshen? Because Rapa holds. Kasav Rapa, kikam Rav leishna b'milva leishna b'katan. Rav held that the din of my mishloshen applies side by a milva, side by b'katan. Therefore, what sheiches? A milva is never in front of us. A milva, the money's not here. By definition, when you have a loan, the money's used up, the money's gone. And still we hold, even by a loan, you can say my mishloshen. If Reuven owes money to Shimon could say to Reuven, don't pay me back, pay Levi. Beit Levi, and it works. So if it works by a loan, you don't need the money to be tziburin. So therefore, you can't say our mission is dafka by tziburin because of Maharsh Lashon, because Rav Papa holds in Rav that it works even by milva. And by the way, it's a paska that it works by Maharsh Lashon even by milva. It doesn't need to be tziburin. That's why Rav Papa didn't want to say like Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid might have like Rav Papa. Why Rav Zvid not want to say Rav Papa? Like Mitzuk Masisa Mishchemer, because Rav Zvid said our mission can't be talking about the case of Shulchemer. Memai, Tani Aimer Tzuduk Gezalishti, which Nashich Zalavdi, because Lashon Mishnah was a fellow says give this get to my wife. Or give the shachar to my evan v'meis, and then the fellow dies before the got a chance to be delivered. Halachas la'inu lachamisa, the shtar, the get, or the shtar shachar should not be given after misa. Make it the time of the meis. The reason why it's not given after misa because the husband or the master, that's the way his husband died. Hamechayim, had the husband been alive, naislin, you would give the get and make a further diet. Time redamar tenu. So we're making a diet in the Mishnah, and we're saying the lashon was we said tenu. Right? Sounds like we said tenu. Halamar tenu. Had not said tenu, you wouldn't give it. Mechayim, it works because he said tenu. But if you wouldn't say tenu, it wouldn't work. That's the diet we're making for the Mishnah. Ain't nice, you wouldn't give it, but that's not true. Ushchimra afagav lamar tenu naisim. That's all great adin by a regular healthy person says give it against his wife. You only give it if he says tenu. If he just says right against his wife, you don't give it. By a shchimra, even if he doesn't say tenu, you still give it to tanan. Because we learned the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah on daf samach hey in this Masechta. Bereshayna hayo aimrim hayetz pekar, the one who's going out to be in chains. He's going out to be executed. Farmer kisuka get lishti, and he says, write against my wife. Harayelu yichtu v'yinu. The halacha is, you write and give it. Even though he just said write it, he didn't say write and give it. Chazlam, they said only person going to change because it's pashat. Why is he saying write against his wife? He doesn't want his wife to be an aguna or to be a zakat to yibum. So he says, give him my wife forget so she should be free. So even though he only said write it, we say his mind's not with him. He's about to be executed. And if we meant to say write and give it, you give it as well. Chazlam, and then they also added to this, after Mefarash Beitz B'Shaira, a person is going out on a caravan, or he's going on setting out at sea, Mefarash is to sea, Yates B'Shaira is the caravans. He's going on big trips, but back in the day it was dangerous and people didn't always make it. So he means, even though he didn't say write, he didn't say give the get, he just said write the get, we give it as well because we assume that he meant to give it, he just didn't, his mind wasn't with him because he was stressed. Even if the person is just sick, someone is very sick, also we assume he means it not just to write the get, but to give the get. The point is that by Shchimra, you certainly don't have to say tenu. Kisvu loans enough. Our mission is Halashon tenu. It must not be talking about Shchimra. That is the Taina. Why Rav Zvid didn't want to learn to Papa. Must be talking about Bari. Must be. It's because the power of Mamash Lashon works only when the money is over here. Maskar of Ashi. So Ashi takes an issue with this Pshat, with this Taina. My name alone, the Masisa B'Shemesh Azuri, the Rabbanan he. Who says our mission is going to B'Shemesh Azuri? Maybe it's going like the Rabbanan, meaning. Who's saying it's going like Rav Shimon Shizuri? It says it's sufficient for a person who's sick to say kisvu and that's enough. You don't have to say tenu. Maybe that's Rav Shimon Shizuri. Rav Shimon Shizuri is the one that says af amasukin, someone who's very sick. But according to our banan, they don't agree to Rav Shimon Shizuri. They said dafka, someone who's going out to be executed, but they didn't list these other cases. So the chum don't agree that in a case of someone who's sick that kisvu is enough. The chum say the chayyim still have to say tenu. So therefore, the Rav Ashi didn't like. The reason that Rav Zvid is saying, I don't want to learn like Rav Papa, that I'm talking about Shchimra, is because the Mishnah can't be talking about Shchimra because Shchimra wouldn't have to say tenu. What do you mean? According to Rabbanan, a Shchimra wouldn't have to say tenu, and therefore Rav Ashi didn't like the deflection of Rav Papa. Let's just, I know it's late, just start next. Mara Gufa, Amar Rav Unam Rav. Money Bet Chotanei Leplani, B'Mamash Lashon Kanda. So one of the classic memories that we had in today's daf is the power of Mamash Lashon. If Ruvain says, Hashemin, you owe me a mana, give it to Levi, and it says in the presence of himself, Shimon and Levi, it works. The rights now belong to Levi. Amrava, Vistav Mosti Rabbi Pekadin, Rav says it only works by Pekadin. By Pekadin, the object exists, it's by Shimon. Ruvain says to Shimon, give it to Levi, it works. Ava Milva, by a debt, it wouldn't work. Velekim, Umar says, Lashon Shvua, Amrav, Afil Bamilva, Rav says it works, even by Milva, not just by a Pekadin. It's Barnami, Amar Shmuel Shvet, Levi, Milva, Levi Yadcha, by a Milva. Ruvain says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Today, the planning, give that money to Levi. But Mamash Lashon kind of is on in front of both of your parties. It's kind of, we'll focus more tomorrow, Mitzvah, about Mamash Lashon. Taisis has three big Chedushim qualifications in these Taisis over here about Mamash Lashon. We'll have to wait to tomorrow, Mitzvah. We'll speak it out. Have a wonderful day.